Hummer Internet. Business internet from just $99 a month. Now available in Footscray and right across Melbourne and Geelong. Visit Robot's click and collect service. Order online. Pick up at your nearest store.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Sam Edmund about to join us with a news update. A few that have come through on the Temper text, T-E-M-P-U-R, Temper. You can Google it, a mattress like no other. Great to have Temper on board, Jason and the team at Temper. A couple of your texts that have come through. Andrew Buers, I met him when he used to play for Brisbane Lions, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Adam in Montrose, he is a ripper. Andrew, one of those guys that if you're hanging around with him, he talks to people. Doesn't matter where you go with him, he's always... Come on, Busey, we better go. Come on, Busey, because he loves talking to people. And I'm sure you got that sense from him there that he just loves talking about footy. Cut it out, Blackie. Sauce man handled grapple and bear hug to Carey and never got penalised in that era. That's from Dom talking about the fact that, his thought was that Sauce used to beat Carey. Thanks for that. Dwayne, I think Danger is better than Dusty. I think Danger is better than Dusty, but Dusty has had the better career. Similar to Nick and Jack Riewoldt, Nick was the better player, but Jack has had the better career. Danger is the blueprint of a footballer. Andy from Frankston, a reasonable point made by Andy. Has Tom Horgan signed a new contract for the Cats? If not, how long is left in his current one? We'll find out from Sam Edmund. I think he's about to sign a two-year extension. Ablett, far and away, better than Judd. Thanks for that text as well. Someone saying that they thought Juddy was best. Hi, Dwayne. Gary Ablett Jr. was tagged most games for a decade. Not sure where people are saying, where people are coming from, saying that recent players... have not had opponents. Gaz had blankets, but still got 30-plus touches. Heaps of your texts have come through on that. As a 23-year-old whose earliest memory goes back to 2005, the GOAT for me is Gary Ablett Jr., always killed North Melbourne. Thanks for that. Hooley was robbed of the Norm Smith. Dusty got it because of the Dusty effect. Thanks for that, Hawks supporter, on the text. Dwayne Buddy kicked nearly 1,000 goals. Makes him the best player of the modern era. Nobody else is close to that nowadays, Peter. Back to your text very shortly. Oh, another one here from Brad. Hey, Dwayne, I'm in my mid-20s, and I think Ablett Jr. and Pendlebury are the two best I've ever seen. Sam Edmund joins me on the line now for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing current stock. Now, welcome to you, Sam.
G'day, Dwayne. Always great to be part of Dwayne's World. And how good is the rat? I love listening to Busey. And boy, his boy's got a big job this weekend. He fills a critical role every week, doesn't he?
He does fill a critical role. And it was great to have a chat to him. Could have talked for another 15 minutes. But I had to get to you because you've got a bit of interesting stuff today. Firstly, I was talking about the weather earlier and I got a correction thrown my way on the text. It's not going to be 29. It might be a little darker and gloomier than that.
Well, according to the Bureau of Meteorology, Dwayne, it is going to be 29. The top is 29 degrees, but there's a chance of a shower in the afternoon and evening, and even the chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening, the Bureau is saying. Now, they're not doing a rain dance, Richmond. They're too good to be relying on the weather, but they might be licking their lips, Dwayne. And assistant coach Justin Lepich did front the media earlier today, and he said the rain, well, he thought, would help his side and perhaps hinder Geelong. He said it keeps the ball on the ground, and I think Geelong are a possession-based team. I think the whole footy world knows that. I don't think that it'll do the job entirely. That's not going to be enough. But the clear inference there, Dwayne, of course, is that Richmond's surge game, the handball game, and just move it forward at all costs. If it is to be greasy and slippery at the Gabba, might suit them more than the Cats. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's Justin Lepich saying exactly that, firstly.
Well, you'd like to think experience means for something, but they're probably more experienced than us. Maybe not on this stage, but their group as a whole is far more experienced than ours. So I don't think that's going to be an advantage for us this week. Their forward line is probably the part of their ground that's vastly different to last time we played. The types of players are playing in far more probably dynamic and dangerous. No disrespect to the others that aren't. So, yeah, they've definitely got more potency in that part of the ground, but... We like to think our defence is a system as much as an individual matchup type thing. So it's a challenge for us, but I think one we're ready for.
Justin Lepich talking about a couple of the other things after what he was talking about there, what Sam Edmund was bringing to our attention. They did play in the rain last week. It will change. I think Geelong's clever enough to change their game plan, tinker with it slightly, Sam. So I'm hoping it's not going to be a wet and slippery game, but Even if it is wet and slippery, I don't think it'll take them long to adjust to it. It might mean Danger plays forward more. In the midfield more, because the clearances are going to be even more important. But then again, if it's congested in the midfield, maybe you'll get more one-on-one opportunities forward. So, yeah, it does open things up to a little bit different, a change to the game style if it ends up being wet. What else did you make of Justin's presser and that little grab that I just played that you had set up?
Yeah, we're going to get to the experience there in grand finals. Obviously, Richmond have got a lot more than when it comes to Geelong. Obviously, the Tigers playing their third grand final in four seasons and the Cats their first since 2011. So, Leper on the experience factor was interesting. I think no change for either side in the prelim, Dwayne. Obviously, it would be a big surprise if there's any change for this grand final. Obviously, Tom Hawkins trained fully last night. And at the Tigers session this morning, Marlon Pickett, Camden McIntosh and Kane Lambert all trained solidly, which was telling that only in light duties earlier on this week. So, can't remember the last time we haven't had a race against the clock, Dwayne, but both sides settle for the better part of a fortnight now, and be a massive surprise if they don't go in with the same lineups.
Any update on the Brad Crouch St Kilda story that you gave us earlier this week?
Now, I think that my understanding of this, Dwayne, obviously all the intrigue now centres on the compensation, doesn't it, when it comes to Brad Crouch being a restricted free agent, much like it's going to be for Jeremy Cameron moving down to Geelong and Joe Danaher moving up to Brisbane. We've got three high-profile restricted free agents on the move. So all the clubs they're leaving, eagerly anticipating what the AFL's secret herbs and spices formula will spit out at the other end, and that's without getting into a broader debate about compensation, which so many people don't like. But my understanding is the St Kilda offer for Brad Crouch, Dwayne, sits between $3.5 to $4 million over 5 years. So somewhere between $700,000 and $800,000 a season. It is a big contract. And on recent evidence, that would be enough for the Crows to get that top band of compensation, which is a first-round compensation pick. In their case, they've got pick one. It would be pick two. I suspect, and this is just what I've managed to take out of the conversations that I've had, Dwayne, there might be a bit of back scratching to come from the Crows, though. And what I mean by that, does Luke Dunstan head back to South Australia? Does Jimmy Webster, who's got 2 years to run on a contract, probably on reasonable coin, do Adelaide take him and ease some salary cap pressure on St Kilda that way? And that gets in a wider debate about, you know, the merits of free agency. But no doubt both clubs are sitting down talking at the moment how they can make it work for each other.
Going to be huge. Trade radio, the whole trade period is going to be massive. Sam, great to have a chat to you. Adam Cooney's on the line, so we'll try and have a chat to you if there's anything else bubbling around in the last hour of the show. Thanks for your time.
More than happy to make room for the Brownlow medalist, Dwayne. Coons knows that.
Sam Ebbin joining us for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. IllusionFires.com. A couple of other texts that have come through. Bernie Quinlan was elite. Thanks for that, David. Didn't throw him into the discussion earlier on, but he was one of the greats, Superboot. Dwayne Gary Ablett Jr. is the GOAT. If he was in his dad's era, there wouldn't even be an argument. It'd be a 50 possession and kick five goals a game. Thanks for that. Another Gary Ablett Jr. supporter as well. Ablett Sr., Carey, Dunstall, Lockett, Matthews, Bartlett, Voss, just to name a few. Better than Ablett, according to this person on the temper text as well, T-E-M-P-U-R. We'll take a break. Adam Cooney is going to join us. We'll continue this little debate with Adam Cooney. I know he wants to talk about it. Dustin Martin, Gary Ablett, heaps to get to still. And as I mentioned earlier, umpire Matt Stevic, who's umpiring his eighth AFL Grand Final, also to join us. And three innings left in Game 2 of the World Series between Tampa Bay and LA. And Tampa Bay lead by 4. Take a break. Adam Cooney next.